Station 7, Eduard Pfeiffer. The goal was a small academy. Up until the early 19th century, there was only one university in Switzerland, the University of Basel, founded in 1460 with the consent of Pope Pius II. Hardly had the age of the bourgeoisie begun that the parliaments of the reformed cantons launched one university after another. 1833 in Zurich, 1834 in Bern, 1873 in Geneva, 1890 in Lausanne, and 1909 in Neuchâtel. In 1889, the country's first Catholic university opened its doors in Fribourg. Everywhere, those responsible for politics recognized how indispensable academic education was for citizens to master the mounting challenges of a modern society. In the reformed cities, the universities emerged from high schools called academies. These academies trained pastors and magistrates in theology, classical languages, and philosophy. Around 1815, the city of Lucerne also boasted a 240-year-old high school, which served as a higher education institution. After 1816, an education counselor with an early liberal attitude systematically worked towards establishing an academy. This was Eduard Pfeiffer, the eldest son of a papal guardsman. In the middle of the Restoration, Eduard Pfeiffer made a name for himself as a visionary educational reformer. He was keenly aware that Lucerne's higher education system could not compete qualitatively with those in the reformed cities. Higher education in Lucerne was thus in danger of falling behind, which is why Pfeiffer wanted to make the Lyceum of the higher education school fit for the new era. This is the institution at which conservative and sometimes even reactionary theology professors continue to set the tone, even after the former Jesuit college had been converted into a state school. In 1819, and against strong opposition, Pfeiffer implemented a major reorganization of the Lyceum and high school. At his instigation, unpopular or incapable professors were dismissed or retired. At the same time, he had three new chairs created at the Lyceum's philosophical department. These were filled with non-theologians, which was a novelty for Lucerne. The chair of philosophy and history went to Ignaz Paul Vitar Troxler, while Josef Eutich Kopp took over the chair for classical philology, and Casimir Pfeiffer the chair for law. In 1829, a polytechnic department was added. The Lyceum was now almost an academy, and like elsewhere, it could have become the nucleus to found a university. But the social conditions would not allow for that. In the canton of Lucerne, there was a particularly ferocious power struggle between Catholic conservatives and liberals. These two groups held completely incompatible social visions and very different educational ideals. In contrast to the early industrialized cantons, Lucerne was also strongly pre-industrial agrarian and Catholic. Mass poverty prevailed, and thus the financial means to establish a university were lacking. In addition, at this time, most people in Lucerne considered it more important to lead a simple, godly life than to be successful and have an academic education in the emerging performance society. Lucerne's clocks ticked differently, and more slowly than in the free-spirited Switzerland of factories, retailers, and banks.